Mad Marv's Notebook for August 16th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. So the storm has passed and everything is kind of okay, at least for me. I'm recording this from my desk in the office. I had to power down the computer, the servers yesterday. Did I record that? But I had a problem back in March or April when the coil lows caused some power outages and messed up my Synology NAS at home. I think I mentioned I lost one whole NAS device to what was probably a power surge. So I unplugged my shutdown servers in the office for the duration of the storm. And I came back into the office and plugged them back in, started them up, and wouldn't you know it, 1 minute later, the office lost power. Luckily, that was only for a couple of seconds, and the UPSs kept the servers going, but I don't know what it says about my kind of luck. Anyway, on the drive into the office today, this was, call it around 5, between 5 and 6 p.m., technically there's still a flash flood warning in effect overnight, but I didn't count how many intersections were without power, but I'm guessing it's like a half dozen or so on my 10 to 15 minute drive from home to office. And I would guess there's like 20 or so intersections in this commute. So it was not all bunched together either. The intersections that were down were spread out more or less evenly all the way through. So it was really weird to see one block fully powered, next one lights out along with the traffic signals. And it was like that all the way on my drive in, and I'm going to take another route on the way back home, just to see how many places are still without power. But on the news, what did they report? Between 150,000 and 200,000 customers without power. I don't know if that's over the weekend or if that's true right now. But either way, it's not that small of a number, but it's still more than I thought it would be. The storm itself only hit, I shouldn't say only, but it hit the Big Island the worst. I haven't watched that much footage of the storm. Excuse me. Yeah, I haven't watched that much news footage of the storm, but yeah, large amounts of flooding on the Big Island. And as far as I can tell, they have not attributed any loss of life to the storm directly, at least not yet. So that's, I guess, better than expected. But it was a rough weekend overall. Anyway, there's not much else going on, at least not locally. I'm trying to watch the news and you can almost tell they're recycling the stories that they meant to play on Friday and pushing them out now. But anyway, let's hope the next week or so is better. At least there's nothing on the Storm Watch, the Hurricane Center page. Anyway, with that, I'll call it a day and talk to you tomorrow.